special. Here's MZ.
Rick, we are famous. Do you realize that?
What happened? I mean, I know we are.
But I mean, really famous now. I mean, the Bible of the talk radio industry did a feature article that came out yesterday, March 15th, at talkers.com. Did you read that, or were you much too busy?
No, I did read it this morning. We should maybe think of linking it to KSCO, or at least the Facebook
KSCO.
Page.
KSCO.com, yeah. Absolutely. So so you liked the article?
It was
complimentary. It didn't say anything terrible about us.
No, and it highlighted what the rest of the country and really the rest of the world lacks, which is localism in radio.
Yep. And so we are very proud of that. And those of those people who are you people out there who are listening to KSCO right now know that. You don't need to, you know, read that in an article in the trade magazine, but you know, hopefully, and I truly believe this. It's nice to be unique, you know, it really is. But I think when the Communications Act of 1996 passed and was signed by President then Clinton, I think it really destroyed localism and diversity. And it would be nice if the pendulum will start swinging back, you know, back to where it used to be, where local radio stations could serve their local communities, as we have always done. And I think there's a good chance that that might happen, because the big mega media companies have overpaid, and they're just laden with debt, and I think they're going to lose some of their properties. I think they're going to start spinning them off. And I think more mom and pop organizations are gonna pick them up. That's what I hope.
I hope that prediction comes true.
Yeah, I hope definitely. So anyhow, we're gonna do an open mic type program today. I do have two or three emails from listener spurred suggestions for topics, but we will get that going right after we start the show officially. With this good morning jingle.
Morning, a brighter day is here.
Wait a minute. I don't like it when it starts out, morning. I want it to start out correctly.
Good morning, a brighter day is here. Good morning, may we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSVO Radio.
Greetings. Welcome. Monterey Bay. Can you hear me okay? Oh, okay, thank you. Good. Now it's about right, huh? All right, welcome to KSCO Saturday Special. We're going to be on the air right up until 12 noon. Hope you will participate on your favorite radio station. Yeah.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Well, anyhow, we'll get there. I was going to swap the mic, but we'll do that afterwards. One of our listeners named Pete sent me an email. In fact, a number of emails during the week from with links to articles. Various publications that have offended him. I'm going to read a little bit of one right now. This was from March 8th, 2013. Should we worry? I'm not sure where it's from here. It looks like, LA Times. Yeah, should we worry about patriot groups? Okay. There are, in increasingly frightening numbers, cells of angry men in the United States preparing for combat with the U.S. government. They are usually heavily armed, blinded by an intractable hatred, often motivated by religious zeal. They are not jihadists. They are white right-wing Americans, nearly all with an obsessive attachment to guns, who may represent a greater danger to the lives of American civilians than international terrorists. Are you getting offended yet, ladies and gentlemen? The Southern Poverty Law Center, which has been tracking hate groups for 30 years, released its latest report on the growth of these organizations this week. Its findings were, to say the least, alarming. The center divides its subjects into militias, which are mostly groups of weekend warriors who train for combat against imaginary foes, hate groups which target minorities, and patriot, in quotes, groups whose beef is with the U.S. government. Patriot groups first began surfacing after the massacre of a bizarre sect by federal agents in Waco, Texas in the early 1990s. They showed their teeth in 1995 when a Patriot adherent blew up the federal building in Oklahoma City. Boy, do we remember that at KSCO. Dave Allen was our local Nighthawk talk host, was at the peak of his popularity, which actually went on for many, many years before Dave suffered a massive brainstem stroke back in 2000. But to his credit, he's bounced back from that and still does a program. It's not a five-day-a-week program. But back then, we got a front-page story in the local newspaper because it reminds me of what they're writing about now, you know, about all these people who don't trust the government and who are to be feared more than terrorists. Actually, this is pretty offensive to me too. So, Pete, who sent the email, I'm sure is not the only person who is offended by that. I'm not going to go ahead and read the whole thing, but I wanted to bring that up as part of the discussion, at least one possible talking point here for the Saturday special program for March 16th, Saturday, in the year of our Lord 2013. By the way, it is not a K-Day today, so if you had planned on visiting KSCO to finally pick up one or more of Kay's wonderful book and get her to autograph them for you, don't bother. You can come down by the book if you want. There are people there, but you won't find Kay. I mean, just full disclosure, because Kay is at KSCO North with me, and by the way, Kay, I mean Ma, let's plug in your microphone here and say welcome. Can you hear? Are you? Yeah. For some reason, the mic doesn't seem to be working. Now I think it does. Yeah.
I'm happy to be here with you, Mike.
Okay. Well, good.
Sorry to be missing at the station, but hopefully we'll get together in the foreseeable future.
All right, now there's some topics. Are you at all offended by what I read?
Yes.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, why?
Well, that person is not very...
Troublemaker or what?
Yeah, he's a troublemaker, and he doesn't have any trust for anybody.
It doesn't say who wrote this. It was probably the editorial department of the LA Times. But do you remember back in 1995 when KSCO took a lot of heat for fanning the flames of discontent by even being willing to interview members of the Citizens Militia? Heck, I remember KSFO up in San Francisco, who had recently flipped over to conservative talk radio. That was they were chicken bleep. They were afraid to interview people about the Citizens Militia group, and they said, go to KSCO. They'll interview anybody."
So, which was true, and which was good.
Yeah, which is true and which is good. So back in 1995, Dave Allen and I took a lot of heat from people in Santa Cruz, politically correct types, who took the position that it was very irresponsible for us to broadcast points of view from people who could suggest that the government is anything other than Lily White.
Well, that's unfortunate, isn't it?
Well, so that's what happened back in 95, and I'm feeling shades of that right now when I read this article here. So let's see where the phones. I've got so many things open here on the. On the computer, I can't even see our phone. Rick, do we have any phone callers at 479-1080?
Yeah, Pete, the man who emailed you.
Okay, now for some reason, I'm gonna have to see if I can get this thing coming up. Okay, here we go. Yeah, I'm sorry, Pete. I think you're on the air now. Yes.
Hi, Pete.
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine, Pete. Good.
All right, good. I'm here. How you doing, MZ?
Good, good. Yeah. So.
Hi, Pete.
Hi. Hi, Kay. How are you?
I'm good.
All right. Good. So you've noticed this, and I'll bet there are other people in our audience who were. Tell us why you were offended by this article, and though you were offended, as am I. So what? I mean, what are we saying that these kinds of articles should be suppressed or censored, or that the editorial people should be more responsible, much the same way that we were accused of being irresponsible back around Oklahoma City time?
I think Pete should let the audience know what we're talking about.
Right.
Okay, well, first of all, I mean, the thing that got me going first, I know you mentioned the LA Times article. And that one, I actually saw after. Uh-huh. What really kind of got me going first was the Monterey County Weekly. It was the first weekly for March. And on the cover, it's got a picture of a Glock, and it says rights and wrongs. And then it says, when talk of gun control heats up, so do the conspiracy theorists who would use them. I mean, immediately, I don't read the weekly, but immediately I saw this on the newsstand, and it grabbed my attention. So I read the article, and it's basically, you know, more of the same type of stuff. You know, the guy references Joel Dyer, and ideally, like I told you before, we'd like to get the people who wrote these articles on the air and be able to debate with them and talk with them about what they wrote. Obviously, that's probably not going to happen.
Well, we tried to make it happen. It says here's the email I sent to Joel Dyer, who, by the way, is based, I believe, in
Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah, exactly. So here's what I looked up his email address. Hi, Joel. Your recent thinking conspiratorially article, Why Isn't the People Die When We Talk About Gun Control, provides great fodder for a lively talk radio discussion, which I plan to conduct this Saturday from 11 to 1 p.m. Mountain Time. It would be great if you could join us for all or part of that discussion. Can you? I guarantee you will enjoy yourself. If you give me the green light today, I will get a promo on the air and promote the hell out of this program. FYI, our station is a voice for everyone, including but certainly not limited to the people you describe in your articles. Did I give him our call in? He did respond. He did respond, but he is the response was that he is unable. It's unfortunate here. He says, right now, I'm committed right now due to my wife's medical issues and I'm unavailable, but thanks for the invitation. So, that's from Joel Dyer, who wrote the first article that offended you, that appeared in the Monterey County Weekly, a locally owned and operated in the Monterey area weekly newspaper. But they pick up syndicated.
But Michael and Pete, does the audience understand what you're talking about?
I don't know.
Well, will you clarify it at least?
Okay, go ahead. Pete. I'm sorry.
Do you want to give links? I mean, maybe I'm sitting in front of my computer. If we want to give links to how people can find these articles,
why don't you just condense it for us?
All right. Okay. Basically, it's a gun issue and it's a conspiracy theory issue. And what bothers me about this is, you know, this guy goes into. I don't know this weird conspiracy stuff that I think is off the wall what he's written, but
what?
You know.
All right, maybe we don't like to write, we don't like to read on the air, but there's just a couple more paragraphs. Would you want? I can continue where I left off when we talked about Oklahoma City. Is that okay, Pete?
Like I said, this discussion can go in a number of different directions. I kind of want to, you know, I think we should stay on what the articles say, which is basically people who don't trust the government are extremists. They're, and now, according to the LA Times article, they're white right-wing Americans, and we're being classified as terrorists because we want to have our rights.
Even worse than terrorists. Yeah, even more dangerous than terrorists. Yeah.
Right, more dangerous. Right, exactly. And all because we want to have our rights to keep our guns, to keep our firearms, to protect ourselves. Because obviously, and I know this may strike a chord with people, but it's apparent that the police can no longer protect us. They're having problems even protecting themselves. We saw what happened in L.A., and we saw what just happened in Santa Cruz. So it's the responsibility of American people to protect themselves.
Right.
I think every household in America should have a gun.
I agree.
And I don't like that, you know, now, especially this they make a reference to Oath Keepers. Okay, I'm a former Marine. I served in the Marine Corps. And I am a card-carrying member of Oath Keepers. And now, if you link to this Southern Poverty Law Center thing, we're being called terrorists. A conspiracy-oriented patriot group of current and former military.
That is really? Very, very offensive to me.
You're saying that the Marines want to continue to hold their guns, right? Shouldn't everyone have a gun if he chooses, if he's an American?
Absolutely.
Okay, so there are people who don't like that idea?
Lots of them, Ma. Where
forget about them.
There's a lot of them. There might be more of them than you and me.
Well, we still have the Constitution, don't we?
And
the Constitution says yes.
Hanging by a thread, I think. But yeah, we still have it.
Well put. Anyhow, so you wanted to bring this to my attention, and suggested that it would make a great topic for a discussion, and I totally agree with you. By the way, anybody else who wants to join in this discussion, particularly someone with an opposing point of view, we will be very respectful towards your opposing point of view. Want to hear from you. Want to hear from everybody. 831-479-1080 or email mz@ksco.com. Pete, where do you think this is all going?
I don't know, but it's not good. We get called terrorists because we want to question our government. I mean, there's reports of Department of Homeland Security purchasing how many billions of rounds of ammo now? Armored carriers, drones. I mean, simply put, these are weapons of war, right? I mean, you don't stock up on that kind of stuff unless, number one, there's a foreign invasion coming and they need to repel it, which if that was happening, I wish they'd let the rest of us know. Or, people are just getting unhappy and they're getting ready to go to war with the American people. I mean, what other explanation is there?
Because
the government's arming up. The government prepares. That's another thing. They, you know, preppers get demonized. If people want to prepare and stock up their food, let them. What does it matter? The government does it. They've got underground bases. They've got seed vaults. They're stocking up on weapons. So I don't know why it's wrong for us to do it.
How can it be wrong? If it's the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution, everyone who is an American has a right to have to have arms. So
I agree.
And so whoever's going to complain, let them complain. But they can't change anything unless we all decide to get rid of the Second Amendment. And we're not going to do that.
That's true. But, I mean, these articles and the link to the Southern Poverty Law Center, I mean, it kind of now starts to target particular people. For example, like I said, I'm a member of Oath Keepers. I have an Oath Keepers sticker on my car. Now, if somebody reads these articles, you know, when they see this, oh, that's one of those terrorist guys. We supported Ron Paul.
But you can't stop them. You can't stop people from talking. The only thing we can do is know that we have a right to have a gun if we choose to have one to protect ourselves. And it doesn't matter how many people don't like the idea. That's what I have to say.
Well, thank you for saying it. By the way, we have, besides Pete, who I'm going to lock in here, so I want to have Pete as, since he came up with this great topic here. We also have Doug at Aptos, Mike and Salinas, and Terry at Aptos. No female callers. How come? Is this a female caller repellent topic? I wonder why.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know what? Absolutely not. My girlfriend strongly supports that people should have guns.
Well, why are there no females calling 479-1080?
They might be busy right now.
But wait a minute, Ma. I just find this fascinating. Well, anyhow, stay on the line, Pete. Let's take our next caller or after you here, which is Doug in Aptos. Doug, may I ask you a personal question? Doug.
Am I going to be a public organ for information again? I'm going to try.
Oh, okay. Doug, are you an angry white male?
Some things do make... Celia Scott says I am.
All right. Yes. So, all right. You're on the air. What'd you call? What'd you call KSCO for, Doug?
Well, I wanted to talk about the gun issue and also about the Constitution, as your Mrs. Whirling was talking about.
You call me Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Hi.
We do have a Constitution, and nominally we have certain rights under it. But look at the law that President Obama. December 31st, 2012, called NDAA. I ask everybody to Google those letters, NDAA, and you'll see that this is a law. It's the first time in American history that the law like this has been signed, where the rights of habeas corpus, search and seizure, so basically...
Can be powers, suspended?
The president can defeat posse comitatus, and he's bring the military into play into... in our community here, take you away without a warrant, and nobody knows where you've gone. You basically disappear. So, if you're suspected as a terrorist, or even assassinate American citizens who are suspected of being terrorists,
you mean Obama is arbitrarily wanting to change the Constitution on his own?
No, he's not wanting to. He signed a law. Google NEAA, and that's the law that he signed on December 31st, which gives the president these type of unconstitutional powers.
And that's also, not acceptable.
Well, please Google NDAA, Mrs. Whirling. I like to call you Mrs. Whirling.
All right.
Michael.
All right, I'll get it. You continue talking to Doug and let him call you Mrs. Whirling. It's no big deal.
That's fine. And why would the Department of Homeland Security be purchasing 3,000 armored vehicles, 30,000 drones, and I think they just purchased...
to protect themselves from the people?
Well over a billion rounds of 40 caliber hollow point bullets. Well, because times are getting tough, I believe, and this is what happens when there's people out of employment and.
There's millions of different NEAA, Doug. Just for your information, when you Google it, it just
NDAA.
And what?
Nancy Dog Alpha Alpha.
Oh, okay. NDAA. All right.
And if you would,
Conservation Act.
News. Okay. Rand Paul lashes out at Obama over NDAA conservative conference. Okay. Fresh off the heels of last week's soon to be a historic filibuster, Senator Rand Paul. This thing is refreshing itself here in the damn computer.
Michael, may I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
You'll see something from, he'll say, in one of the ACLU/blog, and there'll be a one paragraph explanation of exactly what President Obama did and what the NDAA is. If you look for that link, ACLU/blog.
Okay, here it is. Blog of Rights, Capital Punishment, news for ACLU blog. The right to think dangerous thoughts. Radically wrong. No, there's all kinds of stuff there too. Email me a specific link where we don't have to pour through 100 other things to find what you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in my car now.
I entered exactly what you said, ACLU/blog, and 100,000 things came up.
No. If you put NDAA in there and then look for the return that says ACL, it'll be ACLU.org/blog about the NDAA. Don't put NDAA blog, just put NDAA in the Google search field.
All right. Well, what can we say? Thank you very much, Doug. Appreciate your call. Mike and Salinas, you're on the air on KSCO.
Good morning.
With MZ and Kay and Pete.
Yeah.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, all.
Hi, Mike.
I have, I distrust the government and the policies that the government have perpetrated over a long period of time, and I support people's right to bear arms. However, I choose not to bear an arm because, from my point of view, it perpetrates fear in the community, and particularly after this last incident that happened in Santa Cruz, all of the other mass murders that have happened around the country. I believe that fear drives a lot of these issues. And from my point of view, Alex Jones is the perfect mouthpiece for fear perpetration in the country. I can't actually listen to Alex Jones anymore because the fear that he is a mouthpiece for, I'm starting to find really offensive and difficult to listen to, because it's all fear-based, and it's...
Well, the good thing about this is that nobody is forcing you to listen to Alex. You can tune him out if you don't want to, if he offends you or scares you or frightens you or whatever.
And not only that, what is your position about having arms for yourself?
Well, like I said, I don't choose to actually bear an arm for myself.
And you don't have to have one.
Right, and I don't have one. And, I agree with a lot of what Alex has to say, but the way the message comes out, like, from my point of view, he does exemplify kind of like an angry white male that is mad as hell, is not going to take it anymore.
That shouldn't be relevant for you deciding what your position is. If you don't want to have a gun, then you don't have to have it. But the rest of us can because the law says we can. And it's simple.
Well, why do you think that every household needs a gun? It's like,
we don't. That's for every household to decide on their own. As long as it's part of our Constitution that we have a right, we can take the right. And if you don't want to, don't. But don't start talking about not letting others have it.
I never said not to.
I know you didn't say it, but you're concerned about, you have to do what you feel is the right thing to do for yourself. The government, whatever our government is, and Obama is overstepping many things in our government, and if the rest of us don't say anything, he gets away with it, right?
Right. Yes, definitely. I'm more for a position of neutrality versus polarity, and I believe that a lot of this talk is polarizing. There's an us versus them mentality versus we're all in this together. And
well, let me ask you this. You KSCO believes that we're all in this together, and we want to provide a forum for people to talk, and I think we do.
Thank God,
do you think we shouldn't do that, Mike? Do you think we should just, or do you think that we're fanning the flames by even talking about But giving a forum to people who are part of a citizen's militia, do you think that's irresponsible? Because some people do think that about us.
No,
are you one of them?
I appreciate what you all do as an independent family-owned business in providing a forum for the community to dialogue and come to consensus about things. All I'm suggesting is, from my point of view, I want to head towards a place of neutrality where there's equality rather than polarization. And
hey, amen. I'm with you. How do we do that? I mean,
that means we're a free country. That there can be many different points of view.
Absolutely.
It's simple. Yeah, so don't worry about it. Just do what you think is the best thing for you.
That's what I intend to do, and
good.
Thank you so much for providing a forum for all of us to speak to.
Thanks for calling in, Mike. It's Mike and Salinas. Here is Terry in Aptos. Yo, Terry, welcome to the Saturday special.
Yeah,
Pete, who's still on with us, and KNMZ, and now you're on.
Well, thank you.
Terry.
Kay, it's always wonderful and nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
But I'm calling because I'm a highly intelligent and well-informed citizen.
Good.
Okay? And I care about my country. I care about my locality. I care about that we have a civilization that's successful. And I respect justice, and I value that. As did the
Amen.
Men who wrote the Constitution, by the way, and they put in that with wisdom. They respected wisdom, and the wisdom included, yes, the right for citizens to have arms to both protect themselves and also to participate and be prepared if necessary for a militia to counter expected invasions again from the British, which did occur in the War of 1812,
yes.
Perhaps from the Spanish, from the South, or even the French again.
Yes.
The line, though, is this, Kay, and I think we can both agree. The founders put in the words well-regulated militia. They didn't say the universal, unfettered right to bear arms of any size, to have cannons in your front yard. It said well-regulated militia, the rights to bear arms shall not be infringed.
Did they spell that out?
No,
about
they kept
the.
I'm sorry, ma'am?
Well. Was that spelled out?
It's right there. The well-regulated militia in black and white in the Constitution.
Yeah.
In fact, the sentence starts with that. A well-regulated militia being necessary and beneficial, etc.
Well, that's a militia. What about the individual?
Well, it implies, more than implies, it consistent with the logic of the sentence is the right and ownership to bear arms will be well, meaning balanced, regulated, in balance, regulated as well, so that a citizen cannot threaten his neighbors with, say, cannons or storing gunpowder in his house next to his neighbors that might explode, for example, from their position.
Agreed.
So, and I will jump to, clearly, we move now 200 and some years in where we are with the technology of rapid-fire weapons and so forth, and the high-volume assault weapons ban that was in effect that expired in 2004 was not renewed by the Gingrich and Republican-dominated Senate and Congress and by the George W. Bush-Cheney White House. So that expired, and now we have the availability for Miss Lanza, the lady in Connecticut, the mother of the young man who did the murdering, she's able to buy unregulated, unfettered, she's able to buy and have in her home, not locked up, not regulated with being locked up or secured at the gun club, not even locked up in a closet, not even with a trigger lock, she's able to buy and have that weapon thanks to Bush and Gingrich and them caving in to the gun lobby manufacturers who made millions selling those AR-15s in the last 12 years, 10 years. And it's in the house in Connecticut. Her son shoots her, gets the AR-15, goes to the school, and murders savagely Mm-hmm. Dismembering with the gunfire those 20 children in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So now, I think you'd agree with me, Kay, that if we reduce the availability, if that weapon had not been statistically and in reality available to Mr. Lanza at his mother's home in her closet, those children would not have been murdered by him. Also, she was allowed to have, she purchased a 30-round clip that fires 30 bullets.
Mm-hmm.
Almost as rapid as you can pull the trigger.
How terrible. Yes. So now it looks like the Second Amendment has to be reread and retooled.
Oh my
so
gosh.
That,
Mom.
Not retooled, but it has to explain what each and every citizen has a right to own. And what this gentleman just exposed was that it's getting out of hand, terribly out of hand.
Mrs. Whirling, I could not have said it better myself. That
good.
Exactly. And lastly, we don't have to rewrite the Constitution. We have Congress's authority to make legislation, which, by the way, I'm not a Feinstein fan. We used to call her in the Pentagon Senator Feinstealer. Okay? But the bill that her committee has put forward for assault weapons control still allows for 2,500 weapons approximately to be allowed and purchased for us to defend our homes and at hunting and recreational purposes.
You're talking about each family has that right to own as
well,
many?
Well, there's a published list, apparently, of acceptable.
Yeah.
Of acceptable guns to own.
So there is my point is, Kay, there is legislation now that the Senate debated on C-SPAN, a matter of fact, this week, the Senate committee did, that allows for balance. It allows for adequate types of weapons. It reduces the number of bullets in a magazine. And Mr. Lanza, if he had only 10-round clips, he would have had to reload.
Mm-hmm.
7 or 8 times to fire the same number of bullets. The same is true for the man who shot the Congress lady and killed other people in Arizona and Tucson.
Terry,
the same is true for the
appreciate the call.
Incident in Colorado and Aurora, and goes on and on. If we've got to reduce the availability of rapid-fire, high-volume clips to the general public so we don't have more incidents like the tragedy in Connecticut.
You agreed totally.
So I challenge anyone to call in and argue with the logic that Mrs. Whirling and I have just formulated.
Terry, how can we thank you for your call to the Saturday special?
You can buy me lunch sometime. We'll
all right.
To talk.
One of these days. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Well.
Now, emailer Pete. Okay, let's. And we got a lot of other people here. Emailer Pete, do you have anything to say? I mean, you know, you're on. All you could break in any time because you haven't said anything.
Okay, all right. Well, hoorah, Terry. I heard that. And so here's just a couple points on what he said. Okay, number one, you've got people that have been trained on how to use weapons. So whether I've got a 30-round clip or whether I've got 3 10-round magazines, it really doesn't take but a few seconds to change clips. Okay, I understand what he's saying.
What'd the dog say?
You know, I mean, I could pop a clip in and out really quick. Okay, that's the first thing. Number two, Feinstein, I like to refer to her as Zira. There's clips of her online, YouTube clips. You can Google these, you can look them up, where she specifically says, if I had 51 votes in the Senate, I'd have you turn them all in. Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. Make no mistake about it. This woman, She wants to disarm the American people. I'm convinced of it because of that clip. I heard her say.
And you don't think that clip was doctored? I mean, people can do a lot of things with video editing and audio editing these days. You know, they can make people say things that they didn't say and stuff like that.
True. But I think they're moving towards disarmament. That's just my personal opinion.
Okay. Pete, stay with us here. We are finally getting some. We have not one but two Margarets, presumably different Margarets because they're on different phone lines. We have an Ann in Scotts Valley. We have a Karen in Hollister, and I'm so excited about getting to these callers here. So Let's do that. Of course, we have Rory in Watsonville, but he just called a minute ago. So who's been waiting the longest? That would be Margaret in Watsonville. Hey, Margaret in Watsonville, welcome to the KSCO Saturday Special. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Margaret.
I find this very interesting, but they'd have a pretty hard time getting my son away from me. I don't care who they are, because I had an incident. We had so many things stolen, even the battery out of my car in a carport, and batteries out of the trucks, and we call the sheriff or whatever, and they can't do much about it. So I told the sheriff, if they can't keep them out of doing all these things, I'd shoot first and ask questions later. And by gosh, one Sunday afternoon, I heard things hit my house, and it happened to be clods because I could. And they walked back and forth in the front of the house and the side of the house as to how they could get in. So I got my, what was left of our one of the robberies, a little old 22, and I saw this fella look like Cochise working on one of these windows. He had a kind of like a rat tail file.
Yeah.
And popped the screen open and opened the window. And I told him, I says, hey, if you come in here, I'll blow your head off. And I had already called the sheriff. And he says, oh, you can't do that. And I said, well, then keep him out of here. And the guy kept coming. And so I stepped in the hallway and started firing. And, man, I think he's still running to south of the border.
Good for you.
And, I mean, you know, you can only take so much of that.
Right.
We had our house burgled about 3 times, and then all the stuff out of the field. And I'd see this white car parked down at the end of the lane, and I said, hey, we're going to get it, you know. Well, the sheriff said, well, why didn't you shoot him? And I said, well, I didn't want him to come in, and everybody coming in the house and getting my picture in the paper and all that crap. So, by gosh, I told the sheriff, I said, I'm going to get my last rope out the next time. If there's a next time here, I'm going to get my last rope out and tie him to a tree and give him a pint of castor oil. And you can come back in 2 days and get him. And the sheriff says, oh, don't do that. Don't send for me.
You know,
and that's the last I've heard of any of them coming into the house.
Good. And you were armed.
So, Margaret.
Yeah.
Margaret,
that's so important.
You are a very wonderful caller to the Saturday Special. I want to give you the award for being the wonderful caller, the best caller of the day so far with your story.
Well, it was kind of an experience. I know my adrenaline was in my mouth, but anyway, I was not going to let that guy come in the house.
In my ear, someone just said to me, this lady's awesome, and
right.
I second the emotion.
Me too.
So, well, let's see.
So
here.
Anyway, I'm enjoying all of this, and everybody's worried about getting their guns taken. And I think they ought to take a little bit in their own hands, and then if the sheriffs or whoever picks up these guns, why don't they say where they're made? Because you could go down to Big Five and get used Russian military guns for less than $100. And I don't think they should be importing any guns, and I don't think they should be importing ammunition. And I don't know how a person can stop it, because it seems like the government's hands are tied only on certain issues. But it's ridiculous to have that, you know, $90 for one of those assault weapons, and when they aren't needed in the first place, that's crazy.
Okay.
So anyway, and I want to thank you for your program.
And thank you, Awesome Margaret, which is your new name from now on, okay? Awesome Margaret in Watsonville, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, let's see. Who's next here? Karen in Hollister. Forgive me, Karen. There's a Margaret in Capitola who's been waiting for almost 19 minutes. Margaret in Capitola, you're on KSCO. Thanks for waiting, calling.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I'm the Christian pro-life and the Fed pro-gun extremist, Margaret.
Got it. Got it. Okay.
You're a terrorist, yeah. In other words.
Terrorist.
Yeah, you're a terrorist. Yeah.
Yeah, supposedly, you know, our servants in Washington, D.C. are pointing the finger at all of us and saying that we are terrorists, but I'm saying there are three fingers pointing back at them. And
yeah.
I find it shocking and a little bit disturbing that people out there aren't aware of the NDAA, which is basically just in a nutshell, Michael and Kay, it is legal kidnapping and imprisoning of without charges, without a warrant, without a judge, without a jury. There is no definition of terrorist in the legal books per se, and they just start throwing around this word terrorist, like racist when you've got to really look at the people that are claiming they're a terrorist or racist, because really what they're doing is they're pointing at you, but they've got three fingers pointing back at them.
Hmm.
Well, you know what? Here's on that, as far as a terrorist comment, I mean, if you look up the definition of a terrorist online, this is somebody who instills fear, right? They control by instilling
That's
fear.
It.
And I
That's
would submit
it.
To you guys that dare say, our government. This is how they operate. I mean, if you don't pay your taxes,
right.
What happens? They come to your house.
Yeah.
They come. They audit you. They want to take your house. You know, they'll fine you. They'll throw you in jail. And it's always this perpetuated state of fear in this country. I mean, you want to get on an airplane? You got to go through this pat down. You got to go through this X-ray machine. I mean,
it's a joke.
It's ridiculous. It's always keeping us in fear, and the media doesn't help. The media hypes this stuff like it's going out of style.
Well,
so,
the media is a government operation. I beg your pardon.
We're part of the media.
Oh yes. I know. But listen, people who are scared.
Present company excluded.
Okay, thank you.
People who are scared of the truth that is given by Alex Jones are usually in denial of the truth. They are usually people that have been coddled, over mommy protected, brought up in a government indoctrination public school system. And it, you know, Michael, you know, I've had women friends that every one of us, all of her girlfriends, all of us knew that her husband was cheating on her. She would come home and have all these odd little STDs that she was getting from him. And we were going, sweetie, he is cheating on you. You're getting STDs. Oh, well, no, just an infection. You know, but she wanted to, I know, but listen, this is an analogy. She wanted to deny that he was cheating on her because she was too scared to lose the house, share the kids, you know, on and on and on. But in the end, he went and dumped her for some, you know, little, you know, secretary anyway. So she lost it anyway. Had she admitted that he was a crook and a cheater and an adulterer and started working on it, she probably could have saved it. And that's what's going to happen to us as Americans. We are denying that our government is a mess. And until
I don't think anybody denies that. You know, I think everybody. No, I don't know anybody who's happy with the government. You know, even not really, really.
Well, we have what's called a citizens' grand jury right here in Santa Cruz County, and it is a hidden fourth branch of the government. It is the government's worst nightmare. There is a book and a speaker that came to Santa Cruz from the Freedom Forum, produced it. It is Kelly Z. Moradaki, M-O-R-D as in dog, E, as in cat, A-I. Kelly Z. Moradecki.
Wait a minute here. Don't mean to cut you off here, Margaret. However, we want to see if we can turn the conversation around a bit so that it's a little less depressing. I hope you don't mind. Okay?
Well, you know what? But the truth is light. So even though the evil is depressing, truth will always bring strength to every situation.
Okay.
Any situation.
Thank you for calling. I do appreciate it. There was Margaret in Capitola. And now, before we go to Karen in Hollister, I'm just going to take a brief moment here to issue the coveted MZ Fabulous Email of the Day award to Edgar Darwin, a.k.a. Liberty. Okay? So, he says, for the air. Don't like guns? Don't buy one. Don't like abortions? Don't get one. Concerned about overpopulation? Kill yourself. That's E. Darwin. Now, Liberty has been calling the radio station for many, many years, but this email that he sent is absolutely brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Okay, now, Ma, you're sighing. Are you getting...
No, I'm not.
Okay. Karen in Hollister, welcome to KSCO.
Hello.
Thanks for listening.
Hi, Kara.
Thank you.
Great show. This is my concern. My concern is that, you know, there's a real good point about children being dismembered by these assault weapons and all this other stuff. It's whatever. But we had a very irresponsible mother. My daughter has an autistic son who's 18. She wouldn't dream of exposing him or having him around that sort of thing. She knew her son had issues. She knew it. So what we have is an individual that was irresponsible and really, you know, something terrible happened as a result of it.
Yes.
So what do we do? Paint a broad brush across the United States because of one irresponsible mother? The second thing is we start with
these
things, and then it's like being boiled alive. The ultimate goal is to disarm American people. That, you know what? That is what it's all about. It starts out safe, you know, just getting rid of the bad stuff, and then sooner or later, we don't have our weapons anymore. They would like to do away with the Second Amendment altogether, and that's a fact. The other thing is to try to get to our youth. You know, my sons, you can't even talk to them about anything conservative. You know, they're so indoctrinated that anything that's the least bit conservative is evil, and it's all about the rich, and they want to take from the poor, and, you know, how do we get to these kids that go through our system, our educational system, and they're totally, completely indoctrinated? I get the Fox News, F-A-U-X, you know.
Don't they ever sit down with their parents and just talk?
Well, I've tried, but I usually get a lecture on how bad everybody is.
No, you keep trying. You keep trying.
Yeah, and so, you know, I mean, it's kind of like we're preaching to the choir. There's a lot of intelligent people that are out there. Don't buy into what they're doing. They're trying to take our rights. Yep, you know, we
Karen, you're right on. Hey, listen, we're less than 30 seconds out for the news here. So do you want us to hold you over for next hour, or are you done? Hello?
Yeah, just basically, yeah. Hello?
Yeah, we got to go to the news. You want us to hold you over?
It's up to you.
Okay.
I'm doing nothing.
All right.
You want.
This is KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose.
Saturday special hour number one is now concluding. Stay tuned. Straight ahead after the news, KSCO, Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. Here's CBS.
CBS News, I'm Pam Coulter. The Republican Party trying to find the way forward at the CPAC conference in suburban Maryland.
We're not here to rebrand a party. We're here to rebuild a country.
Former GOP vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin mixed criticism of President Obama with a call for the GOP to be more inclusive. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich said there's plenty of blame to go around for the lack of progress.
We stand today on the edge of a great future, but Washington is blind to it in both parties.
Two people were killed in the crash of a charter bus in central Pennsylvania. The bus carrying the Seton Hill women's lacrosse team went off a highway and hit a tree. WHPTV's Kirk Wilson.
One person was pronounced dead at the scene. A second individual died at an area hospital. And the other 21 people, their injuries ranged from minor to life-threatening.
The cause of the crash is not known. Firefighters continue to battle a wildfire that's already blackened 1,000 acres in northern Colorado. Tony Simons is the incident commander with the Larimer County Sheriff's Department.
The fire is primarily burning in the fine flashy fuels, the grasses, the duff, the needle litter. It's being carried by the heavy dead and down logs that are on the ground.
The fire is threatening dozens of homes near Fort Collins. Journalists got a little insight into the selection of a new pope by Pope Francis himself. CBS's Steve Futterman was one of the thousands who got to meet with the pontiff today.
It was the pope's first public audience. It was largely for the news media. Pope Francis received a warm ovation when he walked in, and he revealed how he chose the papal name Francis. He said moments after he was elected, a fellow cardinal told him not to forget the poor, and the pope said he immediately thought of St. Francis of Assisi, whose life was devoted to helping the poor.
A series of problems is sure to affect the bottom line for Carnival, the world's biggest cruise line.
They sailed out, but they flew back. The first of 50 flights arrived from St. Martin to bring home 4,300 passengers from the Carnival Dream. A backup diesel generator conked out, interrupting the ship's elevator service and backing up toilets.
At 1:30 in the morning, we get a knock on the door that we have to have everything packed because we were being shipped out, and it was like complete chaos.
But the troubles aboard the Dream just added to Carnival's recent cruise nightmares. The Legend limped home with mechanical problems. On the Elation, it was a steering system malfunction. An engine fire crippled the Carnival Triumph last month. 4,200 people lived with overflowing toilets and food shortages. And now this.
CBS's Mark Strassman in Atlanta. Everyone loves a parade, especially to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in New York. The color is green along both sides of Fifth Avenue as the Irish and would-be Irish enjoy the bands and the marchers. This is CBS News.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
A potentially big development in liver transplants.
Surgeons in London have carried out the world's first warm liver transplant using a machine that replicates all functions so the liver never knows it's been removed from a living body. Livers are usually kept on ice, and this can cause damage that prevents a successful transplant. Oxford University's Constantine Koussios is one of the inventors. He says the technology could double the number of liver transplants.
This changes the paradigm for organ preservation.
Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich has now served 1 year of his 14-year corruption conviction sentence. His wife says he's been spending his time teaching Civil War history and learning to play the guitar while his attorneys work on his appeal. Blagojevich is serving his time at a Colorado federal prison. He was convicted on 18 counts, including trying to sell President Obama's old U.S. Senate seat. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
It's 11:05 on this Saturday morning, March 16th. You're listening to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. I'm Rick O'Shea with a King of the Hill traffic update. Right now, Highway 1 around Santa Cruz and Monterey counties at the limit right now. No problems getting around the Central Coast. Highway 101 and 17, fine options to and from San Jose. Only collision in our area is a solo car accident. 198 at Highway 25 north of King City. Two cars involved are off on the shoulder. Still dealing with some fog and low clouds right at the coastline. It'll give way. We'll have sun by midday. Temperatures this afternoon, 70s around the coast in Santa Cruz. Some 60s around the Monterey Peninsula with some low to mid-70s. Inland with another sunny and clear day again tomorrow. Before we start hour two of the Saturday special, it's time for the latest from Kay's Whirling.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
In the early 1930s, when Hitler became leader of Germany, his first law was to take the guns away from the people. So the Jews went quietly to the ovens, 6 million of them, including my maternal uncle and his family. I was a child at that time. I am a vigorous opponent of gun control because it's naive and stupid to believe that taking guns away from citizens will eliminate or lessen crimes. That is nuts. Listen to the following news from Australia, which underscores the folly of taking guns away from the people. This is dated March 5, 2006, and it's from Ed Chanel, a police officer in Australia. Hi, Yanks. I thought you would like to see the real figures from down under. It has been 6 months since gun owners in Australia were forced by a new law to surrender 640,381 personal firearms to be destroyed by our own government, a program costing Australian taxpayers more than $500 million. The first year's results are in now. Australia-wide, homicides are up 8.2%. Australia-wide, assaults are up 9.6%. Armed robberies are up 44%. Yes, 44% in the state of Victoria alone. Homicides with firearms are now up 300%, and that while the law-abiding citizens turned them in. The criminals did not, and criminals still possess their guns. While figures over the previous 25 years showed a steady decrease in armed robbery with firearms, this was changed drastically upwards in the past 12 months since the criminals now are guaranteed that their victims are unarmed. There have also been dramatic increases in break-ins and assaults of the elderly while the resident is in the home. Australian politicians are at a loss to explain how public safety was decreased after such monumental efforts and expenses are expended in successfully ridding Australia of guns. You will not see this in the American evening news or hear your governor or members of the state assembly disseminating this information because they have an idiotic mental block. The Australia experience speaks for itself. Guns in the hands of honest citizens save lives and property, and gun control laws affect only the law-abiding citizens. It's a no-brainer. Take note, Americans, before it's too late. Remember, guns do not kill people. People kill people. Put another way, when guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. Please forward this information to everyone you know. Do not be a member of the silent majority. be one of the vocal minority who will not let this happen in the USA. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
Welcome to hour number two of the KSCO Saturday Special. My name is MZ, and Kay is with us. You should be with us, too.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
Okay, 10 minutes past 11. We're going to be on the air right up until noon time today. We're talking about all kinds of things, but mostly about
gun control.
Second Amendment, yeah. Are you getting sick of the talking about that?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good.
I just hope that many people were listening to the commentary because it spells it out very clearly.
Well, somebody who listened to the commentary, this was not the premiere of the commentary. It's that particular one has been on for a day or two. Am I right?
No, it was this the premiere
today, just now.
Yes.
Well, somehow it got on the air sooner here, Ma, because John Beisner. Remember John?
Well, I
John who likes to attack you on your commentaries.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know him. Yeah, it says got an email from him 37 minutes ago. It says, Kay, sorry for not having our weekly chat for so long. Been gone. I have grown to not expect you to fact check any of the emails you print or, for that matter, anything you say. You might check out this link from Snopes in regard to Ed Chanel's point. So evidently this played before just now.
Yeah,
so it gives this Snopes thing that talks about Australian guns.
Okay.
By the way, are you one of the 9% who opposes universal background checks?
No.
Okay. Are you one of those who claims the president wants to take your guns, all of them?
No.
Okay. Have a safe week. And that's from your friend John Beisner.
Yeah. And he's talking about Obama?
He's talking about your commentary. Now, remember, he's the guy
who used to do
rebuttals. Everything you says, it just bugs the hell out of him. And no sooner... Do you get your commentaries finished for the first time on the radio that John has a completely written, five paragraph long email that he sends to me? He's amazing. I don't know how he does that.
He doesn't like me very much.
Well, anyhow.
Okay.
So much for John Beisner. We got to catch up on some emails before we go back to the phones. There are not too many of them here. No reply. Lester. The garbage... that is garbage. The banking industry just raped the whole world and caused more deaths than assault weapons did in 10 years with the regulation that are on them now. Where are the new laws for them? P.S. 30-round clips don't fire. They just hold the ammo. Okay. Thank you, Lester. Maybe that would have made more sense if I would have read it when he wrote it instead of 30 minutes later. Okay, now wait a minute. There was something from Darren Davis who said Margaret is wrong. Michael, Margaret is wrong about assault rifles at Big Five for $90. I thought that was sort of weird. Big Five does not stock that stuff. The only rifle you can buy at Big Five is for $90 is a, quote, airsoft BB gun. I think he means BB gun, unquote. That looks like an AR-15 but shoots plastic BBs. All AR-15s are well over $750, and get on the waiting list to buy one. Okay, so let's see if there's any other. Andrea Sharp is listening. Good. This is great. Lester, no reply. Okay, now let's go back to the more recent ones. Domestic terrorism. This is from
Morales, 1053 at netzero.net. 2MZ, we need to protect ourselves from domestic terrorism, the elephant in the room. Check out YouTube for examples of medical professionals, a.k.a. agents of the state, to force vaccinate our children, which carry the risk of death, seizures, cancer, etc., with immunity. Thank you, Morales, 1053. That's good. Yeah, go to YouTube and do that search here. Darren Davis says, right to bear arms shall not be infringed. 99% of the people who don't own guns have been brainwashed from birth to fear guns and believe that the government is always on their side. America is an anomaly, and thousands of years of history shows that the vast majority of humans have lived under tyranny, unable to overthrow an evil government. The anti-gun crowd needs to go to their child's bookshelves and reread the fairy tales about kings, queens, etc. Historically, under the loving king, the forest, the game, and all the natural resources belong to sovereign dictator, in quotes, while the subjects, in quotes, were forced to eat only what the sovereign allowed them to eat. Sort of like healthcare, you know, and how, you know, the legislators exempt themselves from the healthcare that we serfs have to endure, huh? America is just not that way, and firearms are the reason. The Second Amendment is simple and clear and does not need to be retooled as suggested by your mom. Seema, I was worried about that. I mean, I think, yeah, you let Terry get to you with logic.
What are you talking about?
You said that the Second Amendment needs to be retooled. You said they need to go in and make definitions and you know, spell out what we're allowed to have and what we're not.
Simplify it.
Well, what could be more simple than thou shalt, you know, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed.
Okay.
So are you going to retract what you said when Colonel Terry called?
Well, I don't know what to say about that.
Okay. Let's see.
If enough people want it to be spelled out clearly, then that we can do that.
Steve Bankhead reminds me of Neil Coonerty sending a letter to the editor in 1995. Michael, you probably already have a copy of this on file, but while listening to today's Saturday special on constitutional rights regarding gun ownership, I thought I'd forward this May 1, 1995 sentinel letter from Neil Coonerty titled Peddling Hate for Profit, which opens by saying you cannot wrap yourself in the First Amendment to provide, quote, the hatred, bigotry, and lies that are a staple of talk radio today, unquote, and closing by saying Santa Cruz should treat Mr. Zwirling and Mr. Dave Allen like pariahs in their own home as long as they use hate for personal financial gain, unquote.
Did you do that?
This is from the Sentinel. This is in 1995. It was a letter to the editor, and I really want to thank Steve for doing it. I remembered that, but I didn't know where to get it. I'm going to click on this and open it and read the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because this was from the Santa Cruz Sentinel back in April of 1995, May 1st, 1995. It's called Peddling Hate for Profit. Michael Zwirling of KSCO cannot wrap himself in the First Amendment to rail against President Clinton's comments and concerns about hate radio. President Clinton did not call for the forced silencing of any voice. Instead, he called for Americans to no longer remain silent when they hear the hate, bigotry, and lies that are a staple of talk radio today. The First Amendment prohibits only the government from abridging free speech. Zwirling and his talk radio hosts can silence or broadcast any voice they want on KSCO without violating any law. It is clearly Zwirling's choice and preference to air Dave Allen and his hate-filled diatribes. Dave Allen and his guests broadcast, along with their usual embarrassing paranoia and glorification for militia nuts, that President Clinton and Attorney General Reno literally caused the bombing in Oklahoma. In the wake of the bombing bloodbath, Mr. Zwirling deliberately chose to amplify Allen's position by moving Allen into radio prime time during the afternoon commute. Mr. Zwirling's concern is his ratings. Controversy, he feels, draws listeners and makes it easier to sell ads. So far, actually, exactly the opposite is true, Neil. Exactly the opposite.
Well, I don't understand
controversy
why you're
makes
reading
it,
this.
Because it's fascinating. It's part of our history. You know, let me finish
yeah,
here.
Yeah, but you didn't do any hate stuff.
Yeah, I know. But let me finish. The this is a great, yeah. So let's see. Alice Poison. Mr. Swirling's concern is his rated controversy he feels draws listeners. That is true. I do feel that. And makes it easier to sell ads. No. That it doesn't do. So far, he is right. KSCO's ratings have climbed impressively. His belief that Dave Allen can give KSCO a higher profile, more revenue, and that he can be groomed to be syndicated nationally. While it is admirable for Mr. Swirling to try to make his locally owned business a success in Santa Cruz, he must be held accountable for his methods. History shows us that we must shun, not forcibly silence, bigots and those who peddle hate and lies in our midst. Santa Cruz should treat Mr. Swirling and Mr. Allen like pariah in their own home as long as they use hate for personal financial gain. And that's signed Neil Coonerty.
He was on the city council. I would like to know.
But that was like 18 years ago.
It doesn't matter, Michael, but Neil Coonerty is still around.
Yeah, he's on the city, on the Board of Supervisors.
I wonder what he would say about the treatment that Obama gets from the public.
You mean the press? From the news media?
From the public because of the press.
Oh.
Because we don't have an honest press anymore. It's very dishonest because it loves Obama and it doesn't matter if he makes any mistakes whatsoever, and he's human and he does make mistakes. But you can never let say that about the media, because I think the media is very dishonest.
I want to invite
anything that President Obama has to say, if it's not good for the people, the media covers it up, and that's disgusting.
Okay, all right. So, by the way, that was 18 years ago. Dave Allen would have, in my opinion, gone on to be one of the most popular. He would have been, you know, like Alex Jones. But unfortunately, he had a stroke in 2000. And Dave is still on the radio. He puts on a wonderful program from 4 to 6 p.m. on Sundays.
And does on KSCO. Isn't he going into the cookie business too?
Dave, we have just sampled Dave's cookies here, and during, I don't know if we're going to take a little break. I'm going to go out and get some of those cookies and give them to you, and we'll chew them on the air in front of our audience and make them all jealous and wish that they had them, because these cookies are gluten-free. They have the kind of sweetener in it that's very glycemic friendly. You know,
good
so people,
for diabetics.
So people with diabetes or with sugar problems like me can eat them with impunity.
Uh-huh.
You said they're not like cookies.
You can eat them with me too.
Yeah, you can eat them with Kay. That's right. Or Kay should be eaten separately.
And you said with impunity.
Right. So anyhow. Yeah, we'll get. I got a rave about them because I got some samples, and Dave, I think, is going to be very, very successful with his business and
the cookie business.
And there's this new thing that President Obama, not President Obama, Governor Jerry Brown, has made arrangements for is promoting a home cottage industry encouragement thing here in California, and so that's where Dave's cookies are gonna. And they're not called Dave's
wind
cookies.
Up.
They're called. Dave, call in the secret line and tell us what this is all about here, because I'm gonna screw it up. All right, time to go back to the phone lines here on KSCO. Okay, Pete's been waiting the long. No, but he's on with us. He's sort of a co-host today. Rory N. Watsonville should be up next. Hey, Rory, you're on the air on KSCO.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'll keep this brief because I'm at a little league format deal for a game. But anyway, great topic. Let's watch the Oathkeepers. Check with, there's a black sheriff up in near Milwaukee. And he urging his citizens of his county to stay armed. So I'll just throw that out there and let you guys carry on, but that's who we need to look to. The main lawman in each county is the sheriff, and he can tell the Fed, you're violating the Constitution, and we won't enforce those laws.
Okay. All right, okay. Thanks, Rory. Yeah.
Thank you.
Keith at the summit, you're on KSCO. Yeah, hi, Keith, you're on. Keith.
Hello, can you hear me?
Now we can hear you. Yes, go ahead, you're on.
Well, first I want to say thanks for the awesome radio station you provide our community. We're blessed here. We have the greatest FM, KPIC, and the greatest AM, KSCO radio station.
Isn't that nice? Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, but you called for something else, I think, right?
Yes, I did. First, I want to say a wise man entertains all ideals and concepts and accepts none. Twice so far today, I've heard somebody quote, as if they knew for a fact about Sandy Hook, the scenario. And that is just plain crazy. We don't know what happened at Sandy Hook. If you listen to the news and believe the news, you're a gullible sheep. So till we find out exactly what happened at Sandy Hook and the other issues, not what you watch on the news, not what you hear on the news, not what you see in the newspaper, that does not mean it is fact. And twice, two people have already stated, I think one guy's name was Eric, as if he really knew what happened in Sandy Hook. And obviously, he doesn't. Two, I've been reading a lot of things, a lot of YouTube stuff, some of it's goofball and some of it's done well researched about, like, the Homeland Security buying over $3 billion Hollow Point, which is illegal for war, can only be used locally. It's not used for target practice. Only used for killing people. 3 billion rounds, 2,700 mobile tanks, which are starting to be deployed throughout the United States. Some people are asleep. Some people are awake. But there is some stuff coming down the wire. And, yes, the president can, with a slick of a pen, wipe out a corpus fetus or whatever it is. And the NDAA is already been written. This ain't going to happen. All this stuff has happened, and it is happening in increments at alarming rate. People need to quit watching TV, conspiracy news network, CNN, CBS, ABC, all the alphabets. Start doing some internet searching. In fact, at one place called The Forest News on that's much better than Snoops.
Snopes,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. But and by the way, who appointed Snopes as the all-knowing truth master of the world?
Obama? Apparently, it's a husband of
Obama. Did
he's
you hear
doing
what Mom
everything
said?
Else.
She said Obama.
Obama.
That's funny.
A-M-A. Obama stands for
Obama.
Another Mistake America.
I almost drove off the road the other day when I was listening to Alex Jones at night, you know, just sort of on my way home from somewhere, and he got on and he said, Obama, 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 like all the people thinking of the sheep. Alex Jones said that. And I almost died. He almost killed me because I laughed so hard I almost drove off the road. Anyhow.
Look, with this Obama, it doesn't take much to see what this guy's about. A couple weeks ago, he's on the news and he's signing this gun legislation, right? And what's he got behind him? A bunch of kids. And now, he closes the White House during spring break for tours. But it's all about the kids. I mean, it's just, that in itself tells you what this guy's about. He's blowing more smoke than the Sistine Chapel was this week.
Well, they didn't blow a whole lot, but I know what you're saying. Yeah, thank you for making that point.
Listen to this, Michael. I just read a report. It wasn't on the mainstream American news. We don't get much news in this country anymore. But the Nobel Peace Prize has asked Obama politely to return the prize and the little box that came in. You can look it up on the
I mean, that's good news, but you know, that it ain't going to be reported. Now, are you making that up, or is this wishful thinking?
No, I am not.
So how do you
read that? I've read that on the Forest News, and if they...
Now, how do you know that that Forest News isn't making that up?
That is what I was just saying. If they did hoax it, somebody would have called them on it and would have been brought down. But no, I don't know that for 100% fact. I got to know I'm breathing, but it looks pretty reliable.
Okay. All righty.
And yes, you definitely need to double check, triple check anything on the internet. But watching it on TV is just like wasting your time.
Yeah. So,
Hey, Michael, if you get a chance, go on YouTube, just punch in Sandy Hook and see what you come up with. You're going to be flabbergasted.
Oh, I have seen that. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But how do you filter what's truth and what isn't? Anyhow,
that's
Summit Keith, thank you so much for calling.
Have a good day.
You too. Okay, Andrea Sharp says, yes, the media is dishonest. When there's a way, there's a will. We've given them away by not using our legislative system to heed what people like Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin said. The price of liberty is eternal vigilance, quote-unquote. Thomas Jefferson supposedly said that. And the result is we no longer are protected by the First Amendment, even though it's never been repealed. And then, did you hear Rebecca Costa, the brilliant Rebecca Costa, this last week? I mean, she was viciously attacked at the end of the last Saturday special.
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh, my God. It was all. But she made a very, very good point, you know, during her own show that all of these people who say, who are all in a tizzy about the Second Amendment, they ought to pay heed to the First Amendment. It's sort of like they want to silence people who are in favor of controlling guns, and they want to mock people who keep talking about the Second Amendment. But, you know, everybody seems to be forgetting about the First Amendment, except us at KSCO, of course.
Why don't you repeat it so everybody will remember it?
When?
The First Amendment right now.
I don't have it in front of me. It's the right to free speech.
Oh,
Ma, you're okay. Making me look like a fool
no,
in front
you're
of all
not.
Of the people.
No, I didn't mean that.
Okay. So, all right, yeah, I'm showing my ignorance left and right here. We got a lot of people on the phone, but Scott in Live Oak, you're next.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Kay.
Hi,
Mike. In Columbine, where all those kids were murdered and stuff with weapons.
No.
I don't believe that everybody really caught the little footnote that they also had propane bombs in there.
No,
now,
oh, wow.
My take on this is that if you restrict guns, the only thing that's going to happen is wacko people will figure out a different way to do it. Now, at Sandy Hook, how many kids do you think would have been killed if he went in there with a samurai sword and did his business silently?
I don't think too many.
I think a lot.
What?
He could walk through a classroom
silently.
And kill.
Oh, well, no, wait a second. No, not compared to automatic weapons. But okay.
If you have kids cornered and or a bomb, I'm telling you, restricting guns won't stop an insane wacko.
I'm
from
with you. Of
kids.
Course, of course, you're absolutely right on that. There's no question.
And everybody's blaming guns, and everybody who's perpetrating this garbage is getting a walk,
uh-huh.
A pass, and it's driving me nuts.
Yeah, good point.
You know, I have yet to see a gun jump off a shelf and shoot anybody.
Right.
You're absolutely right, Scott.
We're going after an inanimate object. When that's not the problem. The problem is people.
Oh,
you're right.
Argue with that. All right. Hey, thank you for bringing that up on the KSCO Saturday
sure.
special. There goes Scott in Live Oak. Here's Bob in Carmel. Hi, Bob.
Hi, let me.
Hi, Bob.
I want to first say, can you hear me okay?
Well, yeah.
It's fine.
I've got some kind of an echo. But
well, so do I, but go ahead. We'll just ignore it.
Okay, anyway. Kay and I must be political soulmates because we think exactly alike. I want to respond first to John's comment. Should I call back in?
No.
Okay,
well,
we can hear you.
I'm told that the echo. I'm hearing a little bit of an echo. You know what? Maybe if we put Pete. Pete, are you there still? Yeah, you're still there. I'm going to unlock
here.
Pete and put Pete on hold. Now tell me, Bob, if you still hear the echo. Go ahead and talk.
So, yeah, I'm still getting a big echo. I'll go ahead. I can handle it. Now I don't hear heart.
Just go.
All right. Well, first I wanted to respond to John's. Now it's fine. John's comment about, you know, paranoia of the government taking the guns, etc. You probably know that in 1994, Feinstein was on CBS 60 Minutes. I'm reading here from it. February 5th, 95, she said, "If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Ms. America, turn them in, turn them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that. The votes weren't there." And the second thing goes back to take on the first fellow's challenge, is that he obviously is an Obama, President Obama fan, and President Obama has said he wants a level playing field and everyone to have a fair chance. And I will agree with what Feinstein's proposing now, only if she can get those guns out of the hands of the bad guys first. I think we should have a level playing field, that the good guys should not be handicapped versus the bad guys. If five guys make a home invasion and they've got the so-called assault weapons, they'll just be semi-automatics and lots of rounds, I'm going to want to have lots of rounds as well. I'm going to need them. So that's my view. Make it a level playing field. Let us have the same level of firepower that the bad guys have. And as soon as they get it away from the bad guys, then I certainly am willing to cut down.
Amen. Bob and Carmel, thank you for calling the Saturday special.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Let's see. Next up is Michael in Live Oak. Thanks for waiting, Michael. You're on KSCO.
Thanks, Michael, and good morning. Good morning, Kay.
Hi.
Good morning. It's nice to meet you at the potty a few months ago.
It was nice.
It was a wonderful potty.
I didn't know Dr. Pete was a professional on guns.
No, it's not Dr. It's not Dr. Pete. It's just I don't think Pete's a doctor. Hold on a second. I got to lock you in so that I can bring Pete back on here. And lock him in. Okay, Pete, you're not Dr. Pete, are you?
No, I'm not a doctor, man. I'm just a plain average, ordinary guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, Michael, my point is that I'm a, you know, fairly centered to liberal person, and I want a gun. I'd like to buy a gun to protect myself and my family and my house. You know, so if I were to go out there today and go to Big Five, can I get a gun? Will they sell me one? Can I get ammunition? And my second question is there a local shooting range where I can work on my shot and, you know, get...
I think Markley's is still in operation in Freedom. Yeah, that's a
right.
I've gone there lots of times, you know, but not in a long time. I probably should. That reminds me. I should do that.
Yeah, and there's a range here in Monterey at Laguna Seca.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. And if you go down to Big Five, you fill out some paperwork, they do a background check, and you've got a 10-day waiting period. You pay for everything up front, and once you clear, you go in 10 days and you pick your weapon up.
I thought it's 15.
No, 10 days.
When did it change from 15 to 10? When I bought my gun, it was around 95. It was a 15-day waiting period back then.
Yeah, it's 10 days now.
Interesting. Okay.
Well,
alrighty.
Okay, so do they have a good selection down there at 6.5? Can I get an AR-15 and then something smaller than that? Or
you can get shotguns, and the only rifles they have are like little 22s.
What about pistol, like a 45 or something?
You got to go to a gun shop.
And where are those nearest gun shop?
The closest one in Monterey. There's one downtown Monterey, and then I don't know. Markley's might sell them. I don't know.
You got to be listening to you got to listen to our Gun Talk program with Wes Holtz on Wednesday night from 7 to 9 p.m. And you know, the Armory, I think, is the name.
ashamed. I should know the name of it here. They're a good sponsor of KSCO. But anyhow, tune into that program here, and you will get, it's becoming a very popular program. I think that program is listened to that we produced here. It's listened to all over the world on the Internet. So,
yeah, that's great. That's great, Michael. Kay, I appreciate you taking my call, and you guys are working great. Rick's doing a great job. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for calling.
And the kind words. Okay, it's 11:39. Want to thank our sponsor to the KSCO Saturday special. That would be California Grill Restaurant. With its amazing organic food grown right down the street at its own organic farm, Lakeside Organics. I've always been excited since I learned that the chefs and recipes from the old Adolph's restaurant in Santa Cruz are back alive and well at the Freedom Based. Hold on just a second here. You can go and answer the door, Mom. But don't fall and don't trip on all the wires, okay? But anyhow, yeah, the California Grill Restaurant is located at the corner of Freedom Boulevard and Airport Boulevard, and the food is the best. It's all homemade. It's all organic. It's all delicious. It's all good for you. Go in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They're open 7 days a week, 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Tell them MZ sent you. And try the food. You're going to absolutely love it, love it, love it, love it. 11:40 p.m., a.m., excuse me, a.m. on your favorite radio station, a.m. 1080 KSCO. We are with the Santa Cruz, what's the name of this program? It's a Saturday special with me, MZ. Yeah, I'm the host. And a little discombobulated, but Phil in Santa Cruz is up next to talk with Pete, emailer Pete, who's still with us, and Kay is answering the door. So, Phil, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to try and dispel some of the propaganda that was laid down earlier by self-proclaimed highly intelligent caller.
Yes, the self-proclaimed you're talking about Colonel Terry.
He is very
intelligent, and other people besides himself have called him intelligent. I know that.
Well, I'm sure.
So he must be.
He probably has a following. I thought he was a field marshal, but if he wants to call himself a colonel,
he'd be nice here.
But anyway, the Second Amendment, the way it reads, it's very short. That militia business, if you read it the way in the language that the Founding Fathers used, it translates like this in modern English. In order that the army not be able to take over the country and install a dictatorship, the citizenry will have the right to bear arms, and it's that simple. The well-regulated militia, in those days militia was army, refers to a coup, to prevent a coup.
Well,
the people should have the final power.
Just to make it official here, and again, thanks to Andrea, who might as well be the producer of this show, she sends an email saying, Amendment 1, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Okay, that's it.
That's Amendment 1. Amendment 2 reads something close to this. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the preservation of a free state, the right of the people to bear arms shall not be infringed. It's real simple. It's real short. Anyway, and the next thing is that you come across with that argument that, well, you'll still have 2,400 weapons that you can use. Maybe there'll be 2,400 or 2,500 that you'll be prohibited from having. But once they get that list in there, then they'll put some unelected agency in charge of adding weapons to it as they please. And before you know it, you won't be able to have a pea shooter. So that's the way they insinuate themselves into things. That they kind of slimy like a parasite work into your body of your freedom and then start eating away at it. So I'm for no not giving an inch on that. We've had prohibitions against truly automatic weapons since the 1930s, and I have relatives who live and work in Washington D.C. They say they hear automatic weapons fire almost every night. the bad guys have the stuff that's been illegal since the 30s. So the, if you want to be safe and you don't like guns, what you really want is you want everybody to be able to have one and carry them legally, and you don't have to. The bad guys will be so uncertain.
I think there should be a law where requiring everybody to own and carry a gun.
Well, you shouldn't be able to require anybody
I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding, obviously. But
especially health insurance. You shouldn't. The government shouldn't have the power to require anybody to buy anything. But you don't have to worry if the bad guys think that you might be carrying and they know that somebody else on the sidewalk walking with you or across the street might be carrying, they're going to leave you alone. Otherwise, you're gonna be assaulted in broad daylight. Your homes are gonna be broken into. Yada yada yada.
Yeah, but, yada yada. All right. Yada. Thank you, Phil, for your call to the Saturday special. Here's Gordy in Boulder Creek. Gordy, you're on KSEO.
Hi,
Gordy.
Hi. There's noise coming from your end, but I'll bear with it.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, actually today, we have a gun show in San Jose at the fairgrounds. I invite anybody that doesn't know the facts to come there. We will inform you. Jan and I will be running the booth tomorrow afternoon for the Second Amendment Council. Now, that being said, there are a number of callers that called in, including that brilliant person that knows everything, that they put a lot of ifs in their language. This isn't an iffy world. All you need to do is go get yourself educated. People that want to have a place to shoot, we do still have Markley's. They're doing fine down there. The problem is they can't keep enough guns in stock.
Or ammunition, probably.
Or ammunition. There was a deliberate attempt to dry up ammunition. That's what all these big buys by the government is all about. As for the hollow point bullets, those are mandated now because the hardball ammunition penetrates their subject and goes on to harm other people. So now it's mandated that the federal agencies use only hollow point bullets, which limits the damage that they can do. Yes, they're used for killing. That's what they're for. But that's the reason that they got the hollow point bullets. It wasn't because of some other conspiracy or something like that. There's a logical explanation for those. Finally, I'd suggest to everybody to find out for yourself the facts. Get the books, read, talk to people that are good with guns, that know the laws, that are educated, that are trained. Get the information from them, not from a blog, not from the internet, not from the press. Find out the facts for yourself. Thank you very much, MZ, and I'll listen in for the rest of the program, and have a good day.
Good information. Yeah, wonderful.
Take care. That was Gordy in Boulder Creek. Here's Saint in Hollister. Saint, you're on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kay. I thought Senator Cruz giving Feinstein a lesson in critical thinking about her restriction on guns, and that's only the first step, and that's what he was saying. That next will be the First Amendment, and then the next will be the Fourth Amendment. And believe me, Feinstein, she had a permit to carry for years.
Still does.
Yep, still does.
Yeah.
And so she is, and this is just the first step, you know, the slippery slope. And if I don't know if you heard the exchange between her and Cruz, and she was terribly offended because she's terribly stupid. I mean, this woman is the only one that is worse is our other senator, and California is not well represented by them at all.
But they've been in office much too long.
Cruz did it. He did a good job.
But don't you think they've been in too long?
I think we need term limits. Honestly.
I agree.
I agree there with you 100%.
Yeah.
I don't know how we would do it on the federal government, but we need to do that.
Now, who can argue with that?
I agree. I mean,
besides Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein and all the other
Boxer
incumbents.
Is just a joke.
Okay. Right, I agree. Hey, listen, thanks for calling. Joe in Santa Cruz, it's your turn. Welcome to the Saturday special on AM 1080 KSEO.
Hi. I was calling to let you know that those airsoft BB gun.
Hey, back off from the phone because you're really distorting, Joe, here. Just go back okay. about 6 inches or so.
Yeah, I'm not near the radio or anything. I'm outside.
I'm talking about the phone. Back off from the phone. You're distorting. Just back off from the phone.
Better?
Much better.
Okay.
Good.
What I was trying to say is the airsoft BB guns, there's a lot of them that were recalled because of the fact that they could be converted to real ones, but they were full metal jacket guns that were made by the military for target practice in American society. You know, as using each other as target practice instead of real bullets. So some of them airsofts actually are real machine guns and real handguns that have been converted to airsoft and can be converted right back. Real scary thing.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to correct that because I heard it on the radio and I just went, whoa. I watched a video on the internet, this kid converting them, and it's like crazy.
Well, thank you for calling back. Now,
so, hey, God bless you guys, and hopefully America goes back to being sane again.
You bet. We all hope. I'm stuck here right now because I don't know how to work it, and Michael left for a few minutes. So
okay.
Will somebody else get on the air who's waiting?
Okay.
Hi.
Is it just me and you, Kay?
Sorry, I had to go and get some of Dave's cookies here.
Good, all good.
Okay, but thank you very much for your call, Joe.
Yeah,
in
not
Santa
a problem.
Cruz. Okay?
Bye.
Appreciate it. Here comes Brad in Santa Cruz. Brad, you're on the air on KSCO.
Oh, thanks, Michael. Hello, Kay.
Hi.
First, I was going to talk about something else, but real quick, the last caller,
yeah.
You could turn an airsoft into a machine gun is absolutely, completely absurd. If you have to literally replace the entire workings of the gun and just use the outside part that looks like a gun to make it work. This was one of the DOJ crazy things about saying, well, you know, it looks so much like a real gun, we'll bet you that we could make it. There was actually a gunsmith that did it, and he fired a gun and it blew up because the barrel can't withstand the pressures. It's a ridiculous concept from the word go. But, so everything you see on YouTube is not real. The reason I was calling, though, is I think that the characterizations of guns in this country, first of all, has been a victim of the left for a long time. I mean, even the concept that guns are killing weapons, that's all they're good for. Well, actually, no, guns are neutralizing the threat weapons. Yes, you should never point a gun at anybody that you don't want to kill. And yes, if you point a gun at somebody, the odds are you will kill them. However, the point being is that you use a gun to stop someone. If guns are just to kill people, then after you wounded them, you'd run up and shoot them in the head to make sure they were dead. So they're not a killing weapon, although they probably will kill. But it's a fine point to realize that the vast majority of time that guns are used, they're brandished. They're saying, get away from here, don't do this, get out of my house. They're not even, the weapon's not even fired. And, of course, they keep no track of that, really. So we really don't know how many times, but again, the NRA says it's a huge amount. And you know, I would believe that. But I think that what's important is to realize that this is a tool of protection. It's not a tool of killing. As a matter of fact, even in the military, they try to come up with weapons that wound people because it takes 2 to 3 soldiers to help every wounded soldier. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. And so there were actually some weapons, like I think there was a fully automatic, what did you call it, a shotgun that was basically outlawed by the Geneva Convention because all they did was wound people. They didn't kill them.
Well, excuse me, I want to ask you something. There are those of us, most of us don't understand much about guns. Is this a good reason for us to be taught about guns and what they can do and what they don't do?
Oh, exactly. There needs to be a huge amount of education. The only education that 9/10 or like the vast majority of people get are from the media. You don't get it from
So what can we do? I don't know anything about guns.
Exactly. I mean, like, just to give you just a quick sample of that, you realize the fact that an assault weapon is a description on how it looks and has nothing to do with the function. It's absurd. It, like to say, the reason why they have trouble outlawing assault weapons is because an assault weapon per se doesn't exist. They have to talk about, oh, well, it has a clip, and oh, it can do this, and oh, it can do that. The issue is that what people look at is an assault weapon. Now, that is what a modern firearm looks like. They say, okay, basically what they're saying is we need to go back and we need to start using guns that are harder to shoot and don't work as well, which is absurd. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but first we have to understand them.
Exactly.
We have to understand what they do.
There are gun safety classes on
That's
the internet.
It.
There are gun safety classes that you, the best thing to do, we have Mark Lee's here, we have that, so it's Santa Cruz,
Armory.
The Armory, right. All of those places have numerous contacts where people can go to learn about guns. And, you know, like I say, I was a police officer for 28 years.
Oh.
So I dealt with, and I'll have to let you know, when you hear about how the police want, you know, are against all these assault weapons and everything, you'll always notice that almost always comes from chief of police. Because the chief of police are basically at the beck and call of their, the city, the people who are voted in at the city. You'll notice that the police officers' associations, everything else like that, they're all for gun rights. They're huge on that area.
Mm-hmm.
And most policemen that I know...
Except not not concealed carry permits.
Who is against them?
The
chiefs of police. They're the ones who issue them.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not talking about chief of... I'm saying talk to the officer on the street, and he'll tell you that...
The sheriff issues the CC, the concealed carry permits, not the chiefs of police.
Chiefs of police do not issue.
It's county sheriff who does. Hey, I'm listen, sure. Brad, thank you for calling. We got Craig and Salinas and Thomas and Marina, and we're almost at the end of the show, but thanks very much
for your call.
Craig and Salinas, real quick.
Hey, Michael.
Hi.
I want to hear the ingredients to Dave Allen's cookies, if you can.
Okay, good. Here, it is Viviana's cookies. Cinnamon sugar cookies, diabetic, low glycemic, gluten-free, organic and 100% natural ingredients, organic garbanzo flour, organic cold-pressed coconut oil, 100% all-natural whey low-sugar product, 75 to 80% lower glycemic, 100% natural ground cinnamon, 100% real vanilla flavor, purified water, baking powder, aluminum-free, natural xanthan gum, sea salt. Garbanzo bean is the excellent gluten-free flour replacement and good source of protein and fiber. Coconut oil, a body fat thermogen, cleans liver and lowers bad LDL cholesterol while raising good LDL. www.realcookie.com.
Is there a telephone number, too?
No phone number. Nobody has phone. Nobody can afford to pay operators to stand by anymore, so you just got to go to a website. www.realcookie.com. And there's two flavors that I know of. There is the cinnamon sugar cookies, which is my favorite, and then there's coconut sugar cookies, which are also very, very good. And they're absolutely fantastic, and I predict that if Dave could get his act together here and get these manufactured, you know, efficiently, he will become a billionaire because he deserves to with this. I mean, they're absolutely incredibly delicious cookies. And so go to realcookie.com and tune into his program and ask him where you can buy these things. His program will be on tomorrow between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. Yeah, thanks for asking, Craig. That was great. I was gonna use a minute or two before the end of the show to do that anyhow. Is that why you called?
Yeah. I wanted to, really, seriously, I want to hear, man, those sound good. If I get to Santa Cruz this week, like I kind of plan, are you going to have some at your station?
I don't know. You got to talk to Dave about that. He's the guru. But anyhow, I want to thank you.
Okay.
And so Thomas and Marina, real quick, like 15 seconds, because we're at the end of the show. Hello, Thomas. Thomas and Marina. Hello? All right. Well, all right. He's just not there. Thank you, Rick. Great job as usual. I got to plug in the... the computers so that we can get out of here the right way. There. Okay. Now, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We want to thank you for tuning in to the KSCO Saturday special. Thank you, Ma. Yeah, you can't talk anymore because your microphone is disconnected. But I can play the end of the end of the program here. What else did I want to tell you? I do have about a few seconds before the absolute end of the show, which will happen in 45 seconds from now. But next week and the week after, I think you're going to hear guest hosts. So I'll be out. Please be nice to the guest hosts. They're very well-meaning and competent. And we'll see you back at the end of the month or something. And maybe I'll show up, but we'll see. That's it for now. See you next time.
That's all, folks.
You are listening to KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It is 12 noon. Here is CBS News.
CBS News, I'm Pam Coulter. Another charter bus accident has left two people dead. The bus carrying the Seton Hill women's lacrosse team careened off the turnpike in central Pennsylvania this morning. WHP-TV reporter Kirk Wilson.
The bus was upright when it came to a halt. Process of stopping, it did slide up against the tree. That's what stopped it. But in that process also, peeled back, the driver slid past the driver's seat and probably two or three first rows of the bus.
22 people were taken to hospitals, their injuries ranging from moderate to serious. State police are investigating the cause of the crash. A bus returning from the Muslim holy cities of Mecca and Medina crashed on a highway in Jordan, killing 15 Palestinian pilgrims. 32 others were injured. NATO says a helicopter crashed in southern Afghanistan today. One coalition service member was killed, another injured. No word on their nationalities. A spokesman says there was no enemy activity in the area at the time. After taking a breather in the poll, a beating in the polls last November, conservatives are trying to find their footing at a conference at Maryland's National Harbor. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The Conservative Political Action Committee, or CPAC, is a three-day conference that brings together most of the Republican Party's heavy hitters, including some possible 2016 presidential contenders, like Senators Rand Paul and Marco Rubio. Friday night, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush urged the party to be more open.
There is no us or them. The face of the Republican Party needs to be the face of every American.
The Republican rally continues at CPAC today.
Not invited to the conservative confab, the Republican with the highest approval rating in the country, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Hundreds of evacuation calls have gone out to people in homes being threatened by a wildfire outside of Fort Collins, Colorado. Nick Christensen with Larimer County Sheriff's Office.
In addition to the phone calls, deputies went in and firefighters went in and knocked on every door and made sure that everybody was out of that area. There's been no injuries, no loss of structures.
The fire has charred about 1,000 acres. In Mexico, a religious procession turned deadly today. Reporter Frank Contreras says at least 13 people were killed.
In the central Mexican state of Tlaxcala, they were involved in this religious ceremony that also included fireworks. And there was a truck loaded with them. One firework landed accidentally on top of that truck, leading to a massive explosion.
More than 150 people were hurt. New York's famed St. Patrick's Day parade is underway. And romance bloomed. WCBS's Alex Silverman.
What just happened here?
I asked my girlfriend to marry me. She said yes.
Did you have to think about it very long?
No.
Did you expect
everybody to see that? Actually, I don't think I said yes. I just almost cried and gave him a big hug and kiss.
This is CBS News.
Hi, this is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwab's Teeth Whitening System. If you can have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? You bet I would. The good news is the PowerSwab's Teeth Whitening System is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. In fact, PowerSwab's whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. And it's easy. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave. leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and that's it. Oh, and better yet, unlike normal whiteners, Power Swabs works on caps, crowns, and veneers. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 1-800-975-6563. 1-800-975-6563. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free today. That's 1-800-975-6563. 1-800-975-6563.
A deal to bail out Cyprus is proving very painful.
The Eurozone's $13 billion bailout of Cyprus has shocked and angered residents as part of the deal. Savers with up to $130,000 in their bank accounts must give up nearly 7% of that. Above this, it's 10%. And the move is immediate. Irate customers say they're being robbed. They've been heading to cash machines to pull out their money, but it won't do much good because the banks are withholding the levy. Larry Miller, CBS News.
He's still got 4 years in office, but some people are already thinking about the location of President Obama's presidential library. Chicago and Honolulu are already gearing up major campaigns to host the center that will contain the records of the 44th president. Universities and community groups are drafting plans and hoping of persuading Mr. Obama to choose their city. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
1205 at KSCO. You're listening to AM 1080, online, KSCO.com. I'm Rick O'Shea with a traffic and weather update. Highway 1 northbound slowing down just beyond Aptos, and it's going to stay below the limit through the construction at La Fonda. Stomp-and-go traffic for southbound 1 between Morrissey and Soquel in Santa Cruz. Southern half of the Monterey Bay Highway 1. Wide open south of Marina into Seaside and Monterey. 68, a little heavy at Toro Park, but still not too bad heading out of Salinas to Monterey. 101 and Highway 17 northbound are both at the limit. Southbound 17, a little bit slow in between 85 and Los Gatos. Clouds clearing later this afternoon. We'll get sunny skies. Temperatures in Santa Cruz will be about 72 degrees today. Monterey 62, San Jose at 70. 55 outside KSCO studios here in Santa Cruz, 1206, time for Perspectives on KSCO.